Don, stay on the line with us while we talk with NPR's Scott Horsley, who is with the Kerry Edwards campaign. On a bus somewhere now, Scott?
We've taken a break from the bus. Senators Kerry and Edwards pulled their really convoy of 10 buses in front of the courthouse here in Scranton, Pennsylvania. This is sort of the first stop on that two-week tour that you mentioned.
Well, what's the feeling inside the campaign and inside the party about the convention the Democrats just concluded?
I think the candidates and their campaign staff feel very good, also a little sleepy. It was a late night last night, and it was an early start this morning. But Senator Edwards told a rally in Boston's North End this morning that they were coming out of Boston with tremendous enthusiasm and tremendous energy. And the whole purpose of this cross-country Believe in America tour that they're on is not to let whatever enthusiasm and interest the convention generated wither away during what is traditionally a sort of slow month in the presidential election cycle.
And the themes the candidates are striking in and around Scranton, Pennsylvania?
Well, this is, of course, a state that has been hit hard by the downturn in the economy, and we got some new numbers from the government just today showing that second quarter growth was lower than expected. And one of those big promises that President Bush mentioned the Democrats have been making is that they can do a better job of managing the economy than the Republicans have. That was certainly something that Senator Kerry stressed today in Scranton. He talked about outsourcing, which is, of course, a concern to workers in this country that their jobs might go overseas. And I suspect that will continue to be a theme as they move through the sort of the industrial Midwest here.
Mm-hmm. Don Gagne with President Bush, you're still with us, and I'd like to hear what you and then what Scott has to say about this. The president is campaigning in Missouri, Michigan, Ohio. John Kerry and John Edwards are working their way through Pennsylvania to get to Ohio, Michigan, and Missouri. It sounds like both of you and these campaigns are spending a lot of time in a relatively small number of states.
Robert, we just got the president's schedule for next week, and guess what? He'll be in both Michigan and Ohio. But when you look at it, Ohio has 20 electoral votes. The president won it in 2000, barely. If Ohio goes Democratic this year, analysts say the president probably loses the election. So that's where they're spending the time and the money, in the contested states, especially the big ones.
And Scott, Democrats see the same states as the battleground.
Oh, they absolutely do. You know, Robert, this is actually John Edwards and Elizabeth Edwards' 27th wedding anniversary, and they celebrated, as they always do, by going to Wendy's. And one of the wags noted that Wendy's is, appropriately enough, based in Dublin, Ohio.
Okay. Well, NPR's Scott Horsley with the Kerry Edwards campaign and Don Gagne with the Bush campaign. Thanks to both of you.
My pleasure.
My pleasure.